Hey, Kathy Burns, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
You've been looking at pyramids.
I haven't even traveled to do it.
You haven't even been to Egypt yet.
Or the Mayan ruins
in Mexico.
That would be lovely to see.
The dietary pyramid.
Yeah, we're talking about the new food pyramid that RFK and company has just released. And it's funny that they're talking about the new food pyramid that they flipped on its head, because the food pyramid hadn't been being used most recently. There's quite an interesting history of the food recommendations from the government.
Why did we abandon it?
The old one?
Yeah.
Well, let's get to that in a little bit.
All right.
It's interesting to think about the first food recommendation that the feds came out with, and that was in 1943.
Really?
And
during the war?
Yeah, and it wasn't about which foods are best for you as much as stay as healthy as you can while we're rationing food because we're fighting World War II. And that's, that's why that had to be. And it's more of a pie chart, and it has seven food groups, and they're very similar to the ones that we're used to. Ranked 1 to 7, because you're going to have more green and yellow vegetables available to you in your in your own garden that you grow outside your back door, because it's World War II and they had the
victory gardens.
So that was indicated as very important, followed by strangely, oranges, tomatoes, grapefruit, the vitamin C, don't get scurvy, whatever you do. Group 3 was potatoes and other vegetables and fruit. That was interesting. Potatoes are right up there because that's what people could grow. Then milk and milk products. That's a little harder to get. That might be more rationed. Then meat, poultry, fish or eggs, and then bread, flour, and cereals. And that's because they had to ship a lot of that overseas to feed the troops.
Ah, okay, so
similar to World War One.
Yeah.
So they didn't make any recommendations about portion sizes, but in 1955, some new guidelines that was actually shaped like a pyramid or a triangle was introduced, reducing it from 7 categories to just 4, milk, meat, vegetable and fruit, and bread and cereal. So that's a little easier. It recommended different portions for different age levels. And then 92 came what we know as the food
pyramid. Not until 1992. I thought I remembered a food pyramid when I was a kid, but maybe I'm making that up.
There was sort of an interim one, and it was based on some work that a Swedish nutritionist was doing, and the government played around with that and had a couple of iterations. But in 92 is when the food pyramid with the 6 groups now, they always change, featuring bread, rice, cereal. And it's funny because they put those at the bottom, meaning that's the base of your diet.
The grains. Yeah.
And so they have the biggest portion of the pyramid at the bottom, and then working the way up, fruits and vegetables, and then meats and dairy, and then snacks and fats and sweets.
Okay. And so meat and dairy were like 5 from the bottom, and fats and sweets were at the top, it looks like. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then 2011 was introduced the healthy eating plate, or what we called My Plate, and it looked like a plate of dinner plate, and it portioned it out.
Well, nice that people are eating on plates and not on TV trays.
Well, what's different about the new Health and Human Services Department and USDA issued, they say they have flipped the food pyramid on its head. So to me, graphically, that kind of makes sense, because you want the most important thing at the top, right, of a diagram. People read from top to bottom and left to right.
Right.
But now it just looks like a triangle. It doesn't look like a pyramid at all. So quite a bit has changed with this flip.
And I've heard some people, I've not studied it, but I've heard some people say that they don't necessarily disagree with RFK's positioning of food in this way.
I don't agree. I don't disagree with all of it, but you can see who their favorites are: Big Ag and Big Dairy. So right at the top is the proteins, and they emphasize prioritize protein at every meal. And at the top left corner, read top to bottom, left to right, the top left corner is a big steak.
And then there's an entire rotisserie chicken in there.
There's a big chicken.
A whole chicken.
And there's a meatloaf.
Meatloaf, yeah.
The funny thing is that with the proteins, I don't see any legumes on there at all. And the nuts are down, way down with the fruits and vegetables. Then at the bottom, small portion is the whole grains.
So they're saying those are what we should be eating most of? But you know, so it's meat and broccoli.
Well,
and broccoli and carrots and a tomato at the very top.
Meat and fruits and vegetables, and that's fine. But this prioritized protein at every meal. And then also making sure that when you prepare your foods that you're getting the fats that have been the taboo fats for quite a while. We're talking about meat-based fats. And guess what? The darling of the not just
it's not bacon,
JFK.
Is it? It's not bacon?
It's beef tallow.
Oh, beef tallow beat out bacon?
Well, in 2024, on Thanksgiving Day, RFK had himself videoed. He was barefoot, and he had a big vat of beef tallow, and he was submerging to deep fry his entire Thanksgiving turkey in beef tallow.
While doing a pull-up with one arm?
Probably. I think he was shirtless in that video.
Okay.
So the thing is, this is a little anti-science because although the release that they issued when they put this diagram out there says that it's supposed to be based on modern nutrition science, let's just think about protein. I can't prioritize protein at every meal. It'll kill my kidney and I only have one.
Right.
So that's quite a bit. Not everybody's a bodybuilder. Not everybody needs protein at every meal.
Yeah. Okay. And some of the stuff like limit highly processed foods.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I agree.
Including limiting sugars, limiting artificial additives.
Mm-hmm.
Choose water over carbonated sweetened beverages.
Yeah.
Limit alcohol consumption. They don't say to how much, but a lot of that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And there's no ultra-processed foods in this pyramid, or whatever it is now that it's upside down.
And I agree that we've talked about this a lot, Ed. Ultra-processed foods are not good for us. I stop at processed food, which for me means pie.
Pie.
So all people right. should take a look and see what they think.
Yeah, Kathy, thanks for that information.